Living Amuna, number 37, the mitzvah of saying thank you. The pasuk, the verse states in Devarim, V'zecharta es kol haderech asher alicha Hashem lekecho, ze arbaim shana b'midba. You shall remember the entire road on which Hashem your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that this pasuk, this verse, establishes an affirmative command to remember all the kindness that Hashem bestowed upon our ancestors as they traveled through the wilderness, protecting them and caring for all their needs. The Torah work Sefer Charedim notes that if we fulfill a mitzvah by remembering the kindness that Hashem performed for our ancestors millennia ago, then certainly we fulfill a mitzvah by remembering the kindness that Hashem has performed for us, by contemplating the blessings He has given us and thanking Him. Praising and thanking Hashem for His kindness towards us is a powerful segula, catalyst, for even greater blessing and protection. David HaMelech, King David, says in Tehillim, Mehulal ekra Hashem umin oivai ivashea. With praises I call unto Hashem and I am saved from my enemies. The Malbim explains that when a person gives praise to Hashem, in this merit he is able to defeat his enemies. Similarly, the Kaf HaChaim records a tradition from Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid that when a person finds himself in distress, he should take it upon himself to recite the Nishmas prayer with all his heart, and he will thereby earn salvation. Nishmas is a beautiful compilation of praises to Hashem for His kindness, and thus, in the merit of reciting this prayer and expressing genuine gratitude to the Almighty for His kindness, one earns the assistance he needs. Likewise, the Gemara comments that if a person utters the response to Kaddish, Yehei Shemei Rabba Mavoirach, with all his might, meaning with full concentration, this has the power to annul harsh decrees that had been issued against him. The response of Yehei Shemei Rabba is an expression of praise to Hashem, and this recitation thus has the power to save a person from misfortune. The Tanit of Eliyahu writes that even if a person doesn't have the merit of Torah study or good deeds, constantly thanking and praising Hashem can double his livelihood. This is the key to success in life. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, there was a mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, which required everyone to make a pilgrimage to the Mikdash, the temple, 3 times a year. We might have assumed that the purpose was to gain inspiration and Yiras Shamayim and awe of Hashem from the experience of visiting the sacred site. David HaMelech, King David, however, in Tehillim and Psalms, gives a different reason. Shesham alu shvatim lohodot l'shem Hashem. The purpose of Aliyah LeRegel was lohodot l'shem Hashem, to give thanks to God. Although one can thank Hashem at home or anywhere else, it was more meaningful to make a special journey to thank and praise Hashem in His home, so to speak. What did they thank Hashem for during the 3 times a year Aliyah LeRegel pilgrimage? For nothing in particular, just for the blessing of everyday life. What a blessing it is just to go through a normal day with normal inconveniences. A person wakes up in the morning and is blessed to be able to dress himself and get himself ready independently. If he has a job that gives him the ability to make some money, if he has friends and family members to connect to, if during the day he's able to invest some time towards elevated and meaningful pursuits, and even if he had some stress in the office that day, Baruch Hashem, that means he's living an ordinary life. There was some traffic on the way home. Baruch Hashem is experiencing normal inconveniences. The author of Yesod V'Shar Shavoda described in his will how he used to thank Hashem for everything. Whenever he thought about the quiet room he had for learning Torah, his heart was filled with joy and appreciation for this wonderful gift. He would think to himself, "What more could I ask for?" Whenever he came home, he thanked Hashem that he had a place to live with room for all his children to sleep. Whenever he bought his basic necessities, he thanked Hashem that he was able to afford what he needed. Someone who goes through life this way will be happy and will achieve genuine love for Hashem. In reward, he will be saved from troubles. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, one who truly appreciates and thanks Hashem for what he has can anticipate receiving even more.